I feel we've been here before. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. House Republicans have released their pledge to America.
The plan is not unlike the contract with America that Republicans used back in 1994 to win back control of the House.
Yes, contract with America released halfway through Bill Clinton's first term. I kept my copy. Here it is. Quote, balanced budget amendment, stop violent criminals, welfare reform, protect our kids, tax cuts for families. If we break this contract, throw it out. We mean it. And we actually got a lot of it. The welfare reform, the tax cuts, and by the end of Clinton's term, even the balanced budget. But here's the other thing we got. It was number 8. Roll back government regulations. Let's slash regulations that strangle small business and let's make it easier for people to invest in order to create jobs and increase wages, unquote. That signaled the deregulation of Wall Street, which the Democrats bought into and which turned out to be our one-way ticket to Hooverville. Like the 1994 contract? Just about everything in today's pledge to America sounds really good. But the one thing it never mentions is what got us here, the behavior of a deregulated financial market. Everybody wants smaller government. I'll bet most of us could regulate ourselves without a government of any kind. Everybody except the bankers. If smaller government means we surrender our economic security to them yet again, we would officially be crazier than a naked guy on crack. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at DaveRoss.com.